All right, it looks like we're all here. Curtis, are you here?
I am.
Okay.
And we're back on the record.
All right, thank you, Kelly. This is Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. It is now 1:04 p.m. We are back on the record. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to go back on the record and open our meeting back up to the public. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Curtis, I'll second.
Curtis seconds the motion. We'll do a roll call. Ralph Pittman, yes. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. A quorum of the board is present and makes the following recommendations regarding the order to show cause for Kason Warren Caldwell, case number OSC 2025-401. The board finds the following allegations to be true and factual. Number one, the division first issued respondent a license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah under the Nurse Licensure Compact on or about February 25th, 2020. License number 11608824-3102. Number two, on or about November 2nd, 2023, respondent performed duties as a nurse in the neonatal intensive care unit at the Utah Valley Hospital in Provo. Number three, through a live streaming camera, respondent was observed throwing an infant into its crib and handling the infant roughly. Number four, the infant was discovered to have bruising on the forearms, chest, and thighs, and that were indicative of abusive handling and squeezing. Number five, for the above events, respondent pleaded guilty to child abuse with injury, intentional or knowing, a Class A misdemeanor on April 16, 2025. Number six, the court sentenced respondent to on June 4, 2025, ordering the respondent to serve 45 days in jail and to be placed on probation with adult probation and parole for a period of 24 months. The court also required respondent to comply with the case action plan, complete a cognitive behavioral course, obtain a mental health evaluation, and successfully complete any recommended treatment. The board finds these allegations to be factual. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion that the allegations presented to the board 1 through 6 be found are factual, and that those be presented to the division for consideration. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Curtis, I'll second.
Motion has been seconded. We'll do a roll call. Ralph Pittman, yes. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin? Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
The motion, recommendation, motion passes unanimously. The board makes the following recommendation in regards to request for relief. The board finds the respondent to have engaged in the acts of and practice and omission as alleged herein. Number two, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent has been found to have violated Utah Code annotated 58-1-501-2AII, and that an order be issued as follows. Revoke the respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. Prohibiting respondent from applying for licensure within the division for a period of 4 years. C, requiring that 3 months before applying for licensure, respondent to undergo a fitness for duty and mental health evaluation by an evaluator pre-approved by the division and cause the results of the evaluations to be provided to the division for their consideration of the application. The submitted fitness for duty and mental health evaluations must contain a clear statement by the evaluator regarding whether respondent is mentally fit to practice as a nurse. If the evaluation does not contain such a clear statement, it will not be accepted by the division, and D, impose any such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant to Utah Code 58-1-4012. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion that the relief in regards to this matter be approved and recommended to the division for consideration. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Curtis, I'll second.
Curtis seconds the motion. We'll do a roll call in regards to this. Ralph Pittman, yes. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendation to the division director. Mr. Caldwell, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it is issued. Does either party have any questions at this time?
No.
All right, seeing that there are no questions at this time, Mr. Caldwell, we thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with us regarding this matter. Once the division, once the recommendation has been approved, you will receive that information for that. It will also give you additional information if you have any questions in regards to the recommendations that have been made and approved by the division director. We encourage you, Mr. Caldwell, to continue what you're doing and work on being able to come back into the field of nursing when you are ready and feel that you are ready to take on that responsibility.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for meeting with us.
Of course.
All right. Looking at our agenda, do not see anything else on our agenda for the board to address or to consider at this time. Is there anything that needs to be brought to the board's attention? Seeing that there's nothing that needs to be brought to the board's attention at this time, it is now 1:12 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
See ya.